It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning to you. Welcome into Thursday morning, and we've got everything covered for you this morning. We're covering St. Charles County, the big school district controversy out there. As I watched on the local news this morning, their policies are targeting the LGBTQ community, according to the headlines.
That's the language they're using,
yeah,
targeting?
Yeah, common sense rules are targeting the LGBTQ community. So in other words, instead of just using the bathroom we tell you to use, you want to try to use the other one just to upset everybody else. I mean, you're kind of going out of your way there to cause problems, it seems to me like. But we'll get into that more. We had a great interview yesterday with Jane Puskar, who is one of the board members of Francis Howe. You're welcome to go back and listen to that. We've got it up on demand. It's on the podcast. You can go to 971talk.com or whatever you want to get to that. Or you can go to the Odyssey app where the podcast is. Wherever you download your podcast, you can find that interview yesterday talking about these safety policies that they plan to put in place today and policies on not having pornography available to your children, either in the classroom or in libraries. It's just common sense. You'll listen to a lot of whining tonight that it's book banning, which is utterly ridiculous, is what it is. Listen, if you got a comment on any of that, we got the way for you to do it. Go to the app, the Odyssey app, and open it up and go to the 97.1 page there where you see the little graphic and it says take the show live. There's a live button right next to it, a microphone. You can record a message up to a minute long. Like if you go past a minute, it cuts you off, and then that doesn't work very well. Carl, I believe we might have an example of this morning because our friend Ken called in, but he didn't stick to the 60-second rule. So we're going to play this for you so you can listen to what he had to say. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Mark, Kim, and Carl. This is Ken Gontaz, president of Francis Howell Families, calling to remind the patrons of the Francis Howell School District that a crucial school board meeting is being held tonight at 6:15 at the district's admin building, 801 Corporate Center Drive, O'Fallon, 63368. Several key policies will be voted on, including the safety and privacy in bathrooms and locker rooms policy, parental notification and parental rights regarding the teaching and discussing of human sexuality, age-appropriate sexual content education, and the accountability and transparency of instructional material. Come out this evening to support our 5 conservative school board members and to send a clear message that our community demands academic excellence over activism. Again, that's 6:15 tonight, 801 Corporate Center Drive, O'Fallon, 633.
Whoops. All right. You hit the 60-second limit, Ken. But that's just an example. If you got a comment you want to make about one of the stories we're carrying, send it down here, and then Carl will preview it and complain about it, and then we'll air it. So that's kind of how that went, I think.
60 seconds, Ken.
It's okay. We're audio people. We understand time limits and all that stuff. We get it. You can always delete your message and re-record it before you send it. We have that option on there for you as well. All right. Looking forward to hearing some of those this morning. I don't care what the subject is. If it's on your mind, send us a message and we might play it on the air.
Mark, you don't care what the subject is?
Well,
that's opening the door to a lot of things.
That's okay. That's okay. Because we can always decide if we're going to air it or not.
Someone can call in and tell us about their favorite fruit.
I'm the decider.
Their favorite season.
Their favorite lab-grown meat. Whatever it is, I don't care.
How much they like wearing diapers on their faces.
Ooh, man.
Please share it with all. We want to hear it all.
And you don't have to identify yourself. Ken chose to do that there.
No, you don't have to say your name.
You have to put a name on there so we know who it is.
You could put Elmo.
Well,
yeah, but you don't have to say it in the
message. Somebody put grown-ass man yesterday.
Yeah.
Here's grown-ass man from yesterday.
Just wanted to make a comment. Comment.
See how that works?
Thanks, grown-ass man.
Yeah, be pithier than grown-ass man there. How about that? Coming up, we'll get to Bob Eno here in a few minutes. He's the executive committee chairman of the St. Charles County Republican Central Committee. Yes, I can speak. We're going to talk about what happened in the election last week. He's got some issues with that outcome. Tom Ackerman at the bottom of the hour. But right now, Carl, let's take a look at our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
She went from being a totally disrespected person 6 weeks ago. Nobody thought she had a chance. And I don't think she can possibly win. If she does, our country is finished. You want to know the truth. But
part of Donald Trump's comments yesterday, he started going off on the Kamala cackle, and he wanted to know what happened to it because she suddenly stopped laughing. When's the last time you heard it?
For me, it is personal to me. I mean, I was a federal prosecutor for 4 years where I tried to put bad guys behind bars all across the state of Minnesota. And so you had Tim Walz, who couldn't lift a finger during the George Floyd riots.
Former federal prosecutor there who was in Minneapolis when the riots happened, when the city burned after the George Floyd situation. And he's saying that Tim Walz is not fit to serve as vice president.
Vice President Harris wants to distance herself from Bidenomics. Can you blame her?
Do you know this is the Biden-Harris administration? Are you aware that this is the Biden-Harris administration? And she is indeed the vice president.
KGP just blew it for Harris. She was trying to get away from that designation, that it is the Biden-Harris administration.
Look, Laura, we're certainly going to debate Tim Walz. We just heard about this thing 3 hours ago, so we're going to talk to them and figure out when we can debate.
Yep, there's J.D. Vance responding last night to an offer of a debate. The offer came from CBS News to debate in October. One debate for the vice presidential candidates. Of course, J.D. wants more. And he said they still hadn't completely agreed to it. Immediately, the Democrats said that J.D. Vance was afraid to debate Tim Walz.
We all know that's a lie. I thought the agreement was October 1st in New York. Or was that just the tentative?
Well, I mean, that's tentative because if you listen to what J.D. says here, he goes, I literally found out about this
3 hours ago.
3 hours ago, our plane was landing and we're trying to work out the details is what he said.
I thought he said he had agreed to that one and that he was like and he was hoping that there'd be more debates.
Here you go. Listen.
Look, Laura, we're certainly going to debate Tim Walz. We just heard about this thing 3 hours ago, so we're going to talk to them and figure out when we can debate. I actually think we should do more than one debate. So hopefully we're going to see him on October 1st, but hopefully we're going to see him either before or after that, because I think it's important for the American people to actually see us discuss our views. If you look at the way that we've run this campaign, Laura, Donald Trump and I are giving every media interview. We're talking to every audience that we can get in front of because our vision is so clear. We don't think that Americans who work hard and play by the rules should struggle to afford groceries. We don't think our children should be killed by fentanyl, and we have a vision for how to implement public policies that are going to secure that border, cut down on the drugs, and bring the cost of everything from groceries to housing down to reasonable levels. Because we have that vision, we're going to go anywhere and talk to anybody. It's a shame that the Kamala Harris-Tim Walz campaign seems to run, not just from the media, but from voters. And I think that, again, the American people see right through it.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I think they're starting to.
I am going to play for you a little later, though. Frank Luntz, he's became pretty famous over the years for his polling, right? And taking flash polls and all that stuff on Fox for years. I think he's gone downhill a little bit, but he believes Donald Trump is blowing it right now. I'll play that for you here in a little while. Next, we're going to talk to Bob Eno about some of the election day problems in St. Charles County. Stay tuned.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sorry, Carl, I was trying to play something there, and it doesn't seem to be cooperating with me. I'm not quite sure why. Let's try this again.
And the calls for action. Our John Kipper joining us live from St. Charles County after a heated meeting there. John?
Yeah, Corey. Well, here in St. Charles County, the majority of the election results last week did not become public until after 10 p.m. Now,
yeah, and that was a problem. The media covered it a little bit, and there was a heated meeting, as he mentioned there. I've got Bob Eno on the phone this morning. And of course, he's chairman of the Central Committee in St. Charles County. Bob, thanks for giving me some time.
Well, thank you and for having me on here, and good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. I've listened to these stories. I was covering this election night too, and I had people texting me from a couple of election watch parties wanting to know if I'd seen any results from St. Charles County, because they were in St. Charles County and they didn't know what was going on yet, you know. And finally, we learned that there'd been some vendor problem. What was your reaction that night as you were sitting out there waiting for these returns?
Well, it was pretty much embarrassment. Quite frankly, St. Charles County, as much money as we spend on elections, the staff that we have, the number of people that are reliant on it, the number of state reps, the city council, county councils, and on and on and on, and zero, absolutely zero. You know, through my connections on the committee and serving on some other statewide committees, I've gotten to know several people across the state of Missouri, and my phone was blowing up. What's going on in St. Charles? What's going on in St. Charles? You know, a governor's race. Everyone knew that Igel was going to probably carry St. Charles, but you like to see the numbers, you know.
Yes.
And and they were able to call it actually before St. Charles even responded, you know. And then the other thing is, you know, Tim Baker, the county councilman from District 7, he came in to the Old Hickory Country Club where we had several hundred people gathered. And he walked in and he said, yeah, too bad about Bill. And I said, did they call? And he goes, yeah. And he looked up at the wall. We were live streaming everything. And he looked at the wall and he said, where's St. Charles? I said, I have no idea. This is terrible. It was 10:15 at that point. He sent a text to Steve Ellman and Kurt Barr and said, what is going on? Mysteriously, 3 minutes later, it appears. And this is ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. I think that Kurt Barr has built his own little regime out there, and he is out of control. He is simply out of control. And then the coup de grace, which I talked about in front of the county council, his wife ran for our committee, and she wins and beats someone that's very popular in her community by one vote. And the coincidence is just terrible. And I don't even know his wife. You know, I've met her a couple of times, but I don't know her. I know Kurt Barr. I've gotten to know him quite a bit. This is absolutely preposterous what went on there that evening. If he can't handle it, he needs to step aside.
So what happens from here? Is there a recount or what's the next step?
Well, there's a couple of races, one on the county council, Dave Hammond's race with Debbie Cook, I believe her name is. There's 14 votes separating there. I don't think anyone's made a decision on that one. But the other one, Katie Stickman, has told me the Monday evening that she is definitely going to contest and ask for a recount. You know, and that's the other thing about Kurt Parr. She calls up and says, you know, what's the process? You know, Katie Stickman did. What's the process? What do I have to do? And his answer was, go to circuit court and it's going to cost $10,000. Well, that's not exactly true. It's a $10,000 bond, and it could cost up to $10,000. You know, the thing is that the race is within 1%. You know, what in the world? You know, that's automatic is what we were told. Now we find out, no, it's not automatic. You know, you have to go out and do this. And his cavalier attitude towards the voter and towards the people that hold office is totally, it's disgusting. It's really is. It's disappointing too.
So are you among the ones that called for him to resign along? I know Joe Brazel had mentioned that as well. And so far his reaction has been no chance. He's not doing that. And I saw where some of the fellow county council members, I believe Mike Elam included, said they don't have the power to force him out of office.
I would like to see him to resign. I don't think he'll do it. I think he sees himself as being there for many years to come. And Mike Elam said that. I heard him say that. I heard somebody say that can take away the money. Well, that's not realistic, you know, just to withdraw the money. There are some other people that say that within the St. Charles County Charter, they can remove him from office or ask him to step down or recall him. Myself and a couple of other people are looking into that. It's not real clear that can be done on the state level as far as recalls, recalling an office holder. There's a lot of information out there for statewide office holders. There's a lot of information for city office holders, but there's not much on county office holders, if you can believe that, because nobody ever thought how people wouldn't even think this was going to happen. And the other thing is that the charter, you know, they didn't want the election authority, when they drew it up, they didn't want the election authority intimidated by elected officials on the county board or city boards or anything else. They wanted that to be autonomous. I compare it a lot to the Missouri Department of Transportation. You know, years ago, that separated out the legislature and the governor. Nobody can tell them what to do or how to spend their money. You know, they wanted to remove those political pressures. And this is where we're at.
Well,
you know, and I think he knows all that.
Yeah, and we'll have Barr on to respond to that. But, I mean, he's denied that there was anything other than a vendor issue. And we're going to continue to follow it. Bob, I'm unfortunately out of time here, but I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, great having you on. Bob Inno, the chairman of the St. Charles County Central Committee. We'll get Kurt Barr on here and let him tell his side of the whole thing. And clearly it's... The key here is getting it fixed before November. We'll be right back.
Our country, for nearly 4 years, Kamala has crackled as the American economy has burned. What happened to her laugh? I haven't heard that laugh in about a week. That's why they keep her off the stage. That's why she's disappeared. That's the laugh of a crazy person, I will tell you. If you haven't told her, it's a crazy. She's crazy. They told her, don't laugh. Don't laugh. No, it's her. No, her laugh is career threatening. They said don't laugh. She hasn't laughed. She doesn't laugh anymore. It's smart, but someday it's going to come out. That's the laugh of a person with some big problems.
So we talk about the Kamala cackle. I play you the montage of all the time, and you probably can't imitate it, obviously. But is this an example, Kim, you think, of Trump pushing the wrong buttons here by making fun of her her laugh and her intelligence? Because Nikki Haley made that point the other day. And then I read where Frank Luntz came out and he claims that Trump is committing political suicide because of the way he's campaigning against her. It's his brand. We all get it. I did a focus group with a bunch of voters under the age of 27 for a major news outlet. And people, those at that age particularly, don't like the way Trump is approaching her. This was Mika Brzezinski, who is a hard lefty on MSDNC, this morning on the Kamala laugh. Listen.
Like, I do feel the need to laugh. And actually, Kamala's laugh Her on TikTok, she is killing it with the young people and all those things that people on the far right are putting out there as like, look how crazy young people love. And she's becoming an internet sensation for laughing, for saying things and then enjoying a joke or actually answering questions from young people that are funny. And it's just sort of interesting to watch all this turn on its head for Republicans who think it's going badly for her, but don't miss the part where it's going really well. Or when you do, you actually have to grasp and say that her crowds are created by AI.
I mean, as silly as this is, relatability, I think, is a huge factor for young voters in particular. I think that was something Obama did really well. He was the kind of guy you wanted to get a beer with. And I think, I'm not saying I'd ever want to sit next to Kamala Harris and get a drink, but I think that her dancing on TikTok and being goofy and whatever else she's doing really resonates with a lot of the young voters in particular. I actually would kind of agree with Nikki Haley in that sense that enough is enough. Like, I think we need to start talking about policies. And I think a comment here and there, like joking about how Kamala's copying anything he says, like his economic policies, 3 days later, she's kind of saying the same thing. I think that's fine. But I think focusing on some of the things that he has, I think is getting old. And I think it's a waste of his time. He needs to be focused. I mean, this is crunch time, I think. So I actually would agree. I don't think that that's going to bode well for Mark. Why would you do that? How do you turn that off?
It does sound kind of maniacal when you listen to it like that.
I'm telling you, young voters, as ridiculous as this is, they should be voting on policy. They want someone who looks like fun and nice.
I get that. I get that. I also lived through the Bill Clinton campaign. One of the most famous lines through that campaign was when he went on one of the late night programs. I believe that's where it was. And they asked him if he wore boxers or briefs.
MTV.
And it was MTV. And then he would stand up and play his saxophone. And he was Mr. Cool. And he was winning the young vote. But he still would not have won that election had it not been for the third party candidate in Ross Perot. I know the electorate has changed a little bit. To some extent, you got to let Donald be Donald. I mean, it's kind of who he is. But I noticed in that speech yesterday in North Carolina, he didn't mention that, but he didn't concentrate on it. Of course, it's one of the bites that got picked up. It wasn't he talked a lot about policy. So I think he is transitioning on that a little bit. And depending on what RFK does, I mean, it could or could not have an impact as a third party candidate. He's the only one getting 8 or 10% of the votes, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Nikki's point about them going back and forth on crowd size, I have to give it to Nikki Haley on that comment. She's right. Who cares? I don't care. I mean, yes, it's interesting if Kamala's not drawing a crowd or she's claiming there was a huge crowd and it wasn't. But like enough. At this point, people are going to vote for whichever candidate they feel like is going to give them the better life, ultimately. Or at least they should vote that way.
Yeah. Here was her crowd size comment.
But the campaign is not going to win talking about crowd sizes. It's not going to win talking about what race Kamala Harris is. It's not going to win talking about whether she's dumb. It's not. You can't win on those things. The American people are smart. Treat them like they're smart.
Here's what I'd like to see. Nikki, put your money where your mouth is. Go out on the campaign trail. Start working those messages if that's what you think the answer is to winning. But Nikki Haley has a lot invested in Donald Trump not winning because she plans to run for president again. And she'll be able to do that in 4 years if Trump wins because he'll be a lame duck. But she'll then be running against an incumbent vice president in J.D. Vance, who would probably be the presumed front runner for that job.
Yeah, but no matter who was elected president, it would still be an incumbent that she'd be running against, assuming that the VP would then run for president.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying I think that she would...
I think she actually stands a better chance if Trump is elected, because then he for sure can't run for another term versus if it were someone else like Ron DeSantis, he would, I'm sure, run for another term.
Well, if she can put her money where her mouth is, if she truly believes that the best thing for America is a Donald Trump victory, take that message on the road. Now, maybe that was the beginning of it. She did that interview there on Fox the other night with Bret Baier. Maybe she gets invited to go out and speak at a couple of cities that are key, because if truly some of her supporters either aren't going to vote or are considering voting for RFK, now's the time for her to speak up.
Yeah. Now, what Nikki Haley said that I disagree with is her saying, oh, who cares if Kamala won't do a sit down interview? Who cares if she won't do a press conference and take questions? I disagree. I think that as the candidate, she absolutely needs to do that, because if she can't do that, that's a real problem. In fact, Vivek Ramaswamy said something that I think is spot on. He says, if Kamala isn't ready to sit across the table from real journalists, she isn't ready to sit across the table from Xi Jinping. It's not controversial. It's obvious.
Yeah. And he went on the morning show. Is that the one with Charlemagne the God? Isn't he the
one
on there?
Yeah, I believe this is the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast
podcast,
Club, whatever you call it.
Or the radio show, whatever
there.
It is.
And he got a little bit of pushback when he said that. The female host on there, co-host, gave him a little bit of pushback. Listen.
Right. I'm saying the media is covering for her right now the same way they covered for Biden for 3 years.
You think they're covering, or you think that she's just using her
They're not playing
strategy?
Hard. They're not paying this. She's using a strategy. Okay, I think she's using some smart.
Which politicians do.
That's fine. But I think it's the media's job now to cut through that strategy and say this person very well could be the president of the United States. Has at least a 50% chance right now, according to most forecasts, of being the next president. She deserves to be questioned.
Of our country for nearly 4 years, Kamala has crackled as the American economy has burned. What happened to her laugh? I haven't heard that laugh in about a week. That's why they keep her off the stage. That's why she's disappeared. That's the laugh of a crazy person, I will tell you. If you haven't thought, it's a crazy. She's crazy. They told her, don't laugh. Don't laugh. No, it's her. No, her laugh is career threatening. They said don't laugh. She hasn't laughed. She doesn't laugh anymore. It's smart, but someday it's going to come out. That's the laugh of a person with some big problems.
So we talk about the Kamala cackle. I play you the montage of all the time, and you probably can't imitate it, obviously. But is this an example, Kim, you think, of Trump pushing the wrong buttons here by making fun of her her laugh and her intelligence? Because Nikki Haley made that point the other day. And then I read where Frank Luntz came out, and he claims that Trump is committing political suicide because of the way he's campaigning against her. It's his brand. We all get it. But I did a focus group with a bunch of voters under the age of 27 for a major news outlet. And people, those at that age particularly, don't like the way Trump is approaching her. This was Mika Brzezinski, who is a hard lefty on MSDNC, this morning on the Kamala laugh. Listen.
Like, I do feel the need to laugh. And actually, Kamala's laugh, her on TikTok, she is killing it with the young people and all those things that people on the far right are putting out there as like, look how crazy young people love. And she's becoming an internet sensation for laughing, for saying things and then enjoying a joke or actually answering questions from young people that are funny. And it's just sort of interesting to watch all this turn on its head for Republicans who think it's going badly for her, but don't miss the part where it's going really well. Or when you do, you actually have to grasp and say that her crowds are created by AI.
I mean, as silly as this is, relatability, I think, is a huge factor for young voters in particular. I think that was something Obama did really well. He was the kind of guy you wanted to get a beer with. And I think, I'm not saying I'd ever want to sit next to Kamala Harris and get a drink, but I think that her dancing on TikTok and being goofy and whatever else she's doing really resonates with a lot of the young voters in particular. I actually would kind of agree with Nikki Haley in that sense that, enough is enough. Like, I think we need to start talking about policies. And I think a comment here and there, like joking about how Kamala's copying anything he says, like his economic policies, 3 days later, she's kind of saying the same thing. I think that's fine. But I think focusing on some of the things that he has, I think is getting old. And I think it's a waste of his time. He needs to be focused. I mean, this is crunch time, I think. So I actually would agree. I don't think that that's going to bode well for Mark. Why would you do that? How do you turn that off?
Right, but yeah.
You know? It does sound kind of maniacal when you listen to it like that.
I'm telling you, young voters, as ridiculous as this is, they should be voting on policy. They want someone who looks like fun and nice.
I get that. I get that. I also lived through the Bill Clinton campaign. And he, one of the most famous lines through that campaign was when he went on one of the late night programs. I believe that's where it was. And they asked him if he wore boxers or briefs.
MTV.
And it was MTV. And then he would stand up and play his saxophone. And he was Mr. Cool. And he was winning the young vote. But he still would not have won that election had it not been for the third party candidate in Ross Perot. I know the electorate has changed a little bit. To some extent, you got to let Donald be Donald. I mean, it's kind of who he is. But I noticed in that speech yesterday in North Carolina, he didn't mention that, but he didn't concentrate on it. Of course, it's one of the bites that got picked up. It wasn't he talked a lot about policy. So I think he is transitioning on that a little bit. And depending on what RFK does, I mean, it could or could not have an impact as a third party candidate. He's the only one getting 8 or 10% of the votes, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Nikki's point about them going back and forth on crowd size, I have to give it to Nikki Haley on that comment. She's right. Who care? I don't care. I mean, yes, it's interesting if Kamala's not drawing a crowd or she's claiming there was a huge crowd and it wasn't. But like enough. At this point, people are going to vote for whichever candidate they feel like is going to give them the better life, ultimately. Or at least they should vote that way.
Yeah. Here was her crowd size comment.
But the campaign is not going to win talking about crowd sizes. It's not going to win talking about what race Kamala Harris is. It's not going to win talking about whether she's dumb. It's not. You can't win on those things. The American people are smart. Treat them like they're smart.
Here's what I'd like to see. Nikki, put your money where your mouth is. Go out on the campaign trail. Start working those messages if that's what you think the answer is to winning. But Nikki Haley has a lot invested in Donald Trump not winning because she plans to run for president again. And she'll be able to do that in 4 years if Trump wins because he'll be a lame duck. But she'll then be running against an incumbent vice president in J.D. Vance, who would probably be the presumed front runner for that job.
Yeah, but no matter who was elected president, it would still be an incumbent that she'd be running against, assuming that the VP would then run for president.
No, I get that, but I'm just saying I think that she would...
I think she actually stands a better chance if Trump is elected, because then he for sure can't run for another term, versus if it were someone else like Ron DeSantis, he would, I'm sure, run for another term.
Well, she can put her money where her mouth is. If she truly believes that the best thing for America is a Donald Trump victory, take that message on the road. Now, maybe that was the beginning of it. She did that interview there on Fox the other night with Bret Baier. Maybe she gets invited to go out and speak at a couple of cities that are key. Because if truly some of her supporters either aren't going to vote or are considering voting for RFK, now's the time for her to speak up.
Yeah. Now, what Nikki Haley said that I disagree with is her saying, oh, who cares if Kamala won't do a sit down interview? Who cares if she won't do a press conference and take questions? I disagree. I think that as the candidate, she absolutely needs to do that, because if she can't do that, that's a real problem. In fact, Vivek Ramaswamy said something that I think is spot on. He says, if Kamala isn't ready to sit across the table from real journalists, she isn't ready to sit across the table from Xi Jinping. It's not controversial. It's obvious.
Yeah. And he went on the morning show. Is that the one with Charlemagne the God? Isn't he the one?
Yeah, I believe this is the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast
podcast.
Club, whatever
yeah,
you call it.
Or the radio show, whatever
there.
It is.
And he got a little bit of pushback when he said that. The female host on there, co-host, gave him a little bit of pushback. Listen.
Right. I'm saying the media is covering for her right now the same way they covered for Biden for 3 years.
You think they're covering, or you think that she's just using her
They're not playing
strategy?
Hard. They're not paying this. She's using a strategy. Okay, I think she's using some smart.
Which politicians do.
That's fine. But I think it's the media's job now to cut through that strategy and say this person very well could be the president of the United States. Has at least a 50% chance right now, according to most forecasts, of being the next president. She deserves to be questioned, not with kid gloves, but questioned with the gloves off. On what exactly her policy vision is for the country. Until that happens, I think the voters are hiding in the dark, and that's what allows the machine to work, because we know she's questioned a lot on that behind closed doors. Who's funding the campaigns of both parties? You know, behind closed doors, a lot of donors ask a lot of questions. That's how you raise hundreds of millions of dollars in mm-hmm. just 1 month. The voting public deserves that same level of transparency.
And what played out with a debate with Biden and Trump is exactly why it is so crucial that she actually do a press conference where yeah. she doesn't have notes, because everyone was so quick to say, oh, Biden's fine, Biden's fine. And then it wasn't until he was forced to go unscripted head to head against Trump that everyone's eyes were finally opened to what we had been seeing for, well, years. So I think that's the same thing for Kamala. Like, people have these rose colored glasses on, and until she has to go unscripted and take these questions, these hard questions like Trump's being asked, it's easy to look at it and be like, it's fine. I like her policies. I'll vote for her.
Yeah. Well, what say you? You can leave your comments on our comment line. Just go to the Odyssey app there and look up the 97.1 page, and right there next to where you would click live show, there's a microphone. You can record a comment on what you think. Trump's policy should be moving forward, strategy, I should say, and up to 60 seconds, hit the send button. Carl gets it down here, and then we may play it back on the air here this morning. Again, on the Odyssey app, you can do that right now. We're going to be back in just a minute with other news. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Award-winning actress Gena Rowlands, whose appearance in A Woman Under the Influence, Gloria, and The Notebook, has passed away at her home
Aww.
In Indian Wells after a year-long battle with Alzheimer's disease. She was 94.
She played wow. Allie, the older Allie.
She was old Rachel McAdams.
I know, which is, I had heard that, Sue, that she was similar to her character in that movie. Like, she was going through the same
yes,
things.
Yes, she had Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's,
oh,
yeah.
She was so great to watch. Oh.
And she was married to John Cassavetes, and her son Nick directed her in The Notebook.
Oh, wow. Aww. I didn't know that.
Mars, the parent company of M&M's and Snickers, has reached an agreement to purchase Kellanova. That's the snack food division of Kellogg's that spun off last year in a multi-billion-dollar transaction that will form a major new global food powerhouse. It was announced yesterday the acquisition is one of the largest in the food industry in recent years, valuing Kellanova at close to $36 billion.
How does that benefit me?
They make Pringles.
Yeah,
I do like Pringles.
Ooh. Yeah, but they're
waffles.
Still going to make them, right?
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
the money's
waffles?
Going to a different company.
Pringles and waffles?
Well, they made Eggos.
Oh.
Ooh. Lego my.
You know, Pringles are.
Yeah, Lego my Eggo. Remember that? Is that still a commercial mm-hmm. that plays Lego my Eggo?
I don't think so, no.
Pringles are not potato chips.
No.
No.
They're There's no potatoes in them?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they are potatoes.
Thank you.
Wait, so that wouldn't it be yesterday. A potato chip?
No, they're processed potatoes.
Yeah.
They're smushed.
Yeah, you should watch
it's not an actual slice off of a
Correct.
Off of potato.
See, sometimes I don't really want to know what's actually in my food, or I
you
wouldn't
know,
eat it.
Kim, it's lab-grown potatoes. That's what they are.
It's better than meat. I eat a lab-grown potato.
But if you read a Pringles tube, it says potato crisps.
Yeah.
Ah, nice.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration found more than 2,500 pounds of methamphetamines at a farmer's market outside of Atlanta. And it was hidden inside the celery. The seizure of the narcotics, which was valued around $3.2 million, came last Thursday, according to the DEA. The agency is calling the seizure one of the largest of its kind.
Best way to hide it. Nobody buys that nasty stuff.
Except Sue Thomas.
Yay,
and Carl Middleman.
Love it.
Sue, was that you?
Oh, yeah, it was me.
See, you're putting your life at risk buying celery.
that an officer like Mark Cox would not check celery because he doesn't
exactly.
think it's
gross. If it were ants on a log, I would do that.
I don't
that.
Even want to smell it, let alone look
no
through
smell
it.
Smell to celery?
Carl yeah, says it's a myth that you lose, it's a negative calorie intake.
That's not true.
Zero calories, and you're chewing it, and the chewing action would mean you're burning calories, right?
There are still calories in celery.
Yes.
Thank you, Sue.
I'd like to think there are not, Carl.
But you know what? That's a good placebo for you.
Thank you.
Your body
gets her to eat celery.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this a couple months ago, but it's finally happening now. Costco is rolling out its new policy that will change the way people shop at the stores across the country in an effort to cut down on membership sharing. The retailer is debuting a new method of shoppers will be granted entry into its warehouse. While shoppers usually just flash their membership cards to the worker at the entrance of the store, now they're going to be required to scan their cards at a kiosk.
So prepare for lines as you walk in.
Yep, unless they have multiple.
Yeah, multiple, whatever it is.
First of all, yeah, it's going to back people up, but I would assume when you scan it, your picture pops up on the screen and they can tell immediately if it's you or your dad.
Right.
Or your mom or someone else. Or
but I feel like a family member, my husband and I both have a membership, but if I have a membership, I feel like anyone in my immediate family, my husband, should be able to use that membership. I mean, that's silly.
Isn't it a family?
Both of us would have to do it. No, I think you each have to have your own membership.
Yep.
You each have to have your own card for sure.
Okay, so it's the same membership, but your own card is what you're saying?
I think so.
Yeah.
That would make more sense.
Yeah, I think we.
I know Sam's
price.
Does that because my wife has a card and I have a card.
Maybe that's right. I guess I forget what we did.
It looks like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Zepbound. They're just a couple of the GLP-1 drugs that have been blowing up in popularity.
Semaglutide.
Yeah. They've been blowing up throughout the year for their impact on those who's looking to lose weight. But now researchers are looking at the medication as a possible treatment for addiction, sleep apnea, and some cancers.
Wow.
GLP-1 helps the brain regulate the body's hormones, slow digestion, and reduce hunger. However, recent studies have shown promise as a means to prevent breast, colon, liver, and ovarian cancers.
What can't they do?
If you have diabetes, apparently you're going to be waiting longer to get these drugs because everybody and their mother is going to try to get them.
I have a hard time believing that putting more drugs in your body is going to somehow help with that. That's my initial thought.
It works on weight loss and it works on diabetes so far.
Why not cancer?
Now they're saying all these other off-label.
You know what also helps with weight loss? Just like Marcus said, put the fork down.
Or tape your mouth shut.
Stop eating as much. Stop going to McDonald's 3 times a week. That also helps with weight loss. And I'm saying that to myself as well. So don't think I'm just...
Were you here when we talked about this, Ethan? She said you can tape your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
There's benefits
and
when you're
it stops
sleeping.
You from snoring, she claims.
Yeah.
Now, the health officials claim.
Oh.
I just reiterated it.
Poor Michael.
There's a problem with that, though, Kim.
I'm not a snorer, and Michael is a very peaceful sleeper. Okay. I'll give him that.
There is a problem with that because food is delicious.
Yes, it is.
Cotton candy's having a moment at state fairs right now. Cotton candy bacon on a stick, which features a thick 12-inch piece of bacon wrapped in cotton candy. That's the new thing going around. You can find it. They're wrapping straws and putting it in tea. It's cotton candy all over the place. I'm only mentioning this because this is the last weekend for the Missouri State Fair. That ends on the 18th, and if you go, you can go see Ludacris and Alabama.
Luda.
They're playing this weekend up in Sedalia.
Together?
Luda's Friday, I think Alabama Saturday.
I would try that. It's got bacon in it.
I would,
it's
too.
Be good.
State Fair food is fantastic. I mean, it's like a heart attack in a container, but it's great tasting.
Yeah, I think at the circus there, I had cotton candy for the first time in years. Wasn't quite as good as I remember.
No,
but
it never is.
No, not at all. Coming up, we'll get to Jim Talent, ask his opinion on what's going on up there in D.C. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Award-winning actress Gena Rowlands, whose appearance in A Woman Under the Influence, Gloria, and The Notebook has passed away at her home in Indian Wells after a year-long battle with Alzheimer's disease. She was 94.
She played Allie, the older Allie.
She was old Rachel McAdams.
I know, which is, I had heard that, Sue, that she was similar to her character in that movie. Like, she was going through the same things.
Yes, she had Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's,
she was so great to watch. Oh.
And she was married to John Cassavetes, and her son Nick directed her in The Notebook.
Oh, wow. Aww. I didn't know that.
Mars, the parent company of M&M's and Snickers, has reached an agreement to purchase Kellanova. That's the snack food division of Kellogg's that spun off last year in a multi-billion-dollar transaction that will form a major new global food powerhouse. It was announced yesterday the acquisition is one of the largest in the food industry in recent years, valuing Kellanova at close to $36 billion.
How does that benefit me?
They make Pringles.
Yeah,
I do like Pringles.
Ooh. Yeah, but they're waffles. Still going to make them, right?
Yeah.
Just the money's going to a different company.
Pringles and waffles?
Well, they made Eggos.
Oh.
Lego My.
You know, Pringles are...
Yeah, Lego My Eggo. Remember that commercial? Is that still a commercial that plays Lego My Eggo?
I don't think so, no.
Pringles are not potato chips.
No.
No.
There's no potatoes in them?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they are potatoes.
Thank you.
Wait, so that wouldn't it be yesterday. A potato chip?
No, they're processed potatoes.
Yeah.
They're smushed.
Yeah, you should watch
it. It's not an actual slice off of a off of potato.
See, sometimes I don't really want to know what's actually in my food or I
you
wouldn't
know,
eat it.
Kim, it's lab-grown potatoes. That's what they are.
It's better than meat. I eat a lab-grown potato.
But if you read a Pringles tube, it says potato crisps.
Yeah.
Ah, nice.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration found more than 2,500 pounds of methamphetamines at a farmer's market outside of Atlanta. And it was hidden inside the celery. The seizure of the narcotics, which was valued around $3.2 million, came last Thursday, according to the DEA. The agency is calling the seizure one of the largest of its kind.
Best way to hide it. Nobody buys that nasty stuff.
Except Sue Mark. Thomas.
Yay, yay.
And Carl Middleman.
Love it.
Sue, was that you?
Oh, yeah, it was me.
See, you're putting your life at risk buying celery.
That an officer like Mark Cox would not check celery because he doesn't
exactly.
think
it's gross. If it were ants on a log, I would do that.
I don't
that.
Even want to smell it, let alone look
no
through
smell
it.
Smell to celery?
Carl yeah, it's says awful. It's a myth that you lose, like you, it's a negative calorie
it,
intake. Because zero calories and you're chewing it and the chewing action would mean you're burning calories, right?
There are still calories in celery.
Yes.
Thank you, Sue.
I'd like to think there are not, Carl.
But you know what? That's a good placebo for you.
Thank you.
Your
gets her to eat celery.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this a couple months ago, but it's finally happening now. Costco is rolling out its new policy that will change the way people shop at the stores across the country. In an effort to cut down on membership sharing, the retailer is debuting a new method of shoppers will be granted entry into its warehouse. While shoppers usually just flash their membership cards to the worker at the entrance of the store, now they're going to be required to scan their cards at a kiosk.
So prepare for lines as you walk in.
Yep, unless they have multiple, like...
Yeah, multiple, like, whatever it is.
First of all, yeah, it's going to back people up, but I would assume when you scan it, your picture pops up on the screen, and they can tell immediately if it's you or your dad.
Right.
Or your mom or someone else. Or
but I feel like a family member, like, so my husband and I both have a membership, but if I have a membership, I feel like anyone in my immediate family, my husband, should be able to use that membership. I mean, that's silly.
Isn't it a family?
Both of us would have to do it. No, I think you each have to have your own membership.
Yep.
You have to have your own card for sure.
Okay, so it's the same membership, but your own card is what you're saying?
I think so.
Yeah.
That would make more sense.
Yeah, I think we
I know Sam's
price.
Does that because my wife has a card and I have a card.
Maybe that's right. I guess I forget what we did.
It looks like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Zepbound, they're just a couple of the GLP-1 drugs that have been blowing up in popularity.
Semaglutide.
Yeah. They've been blowing up throughout the year for their impact on those who's looking to lose weight. But now researchers are looking at the medication as a possible treatment for addiction, sleep apnea, and some cancers.
Wow.
GLP-1 helps the brain regulate the body's hormones, slow digestion, and reduce hunger. However, recent studies have shown promise as a means to prevent breast, colon, liver, and ovarian cancers.
What can't they do?
If you have diabetes, apparently you're going to be waiting longer to get these drugs because everybody and their mother is going to try to get them.
I have a hard time believing that putting more drugs in your body is going to somehow help with that. That's my initial thought.
It works on weight loss and it works on diabetes so far.
Why not cancer?
Now they're saying all these other off-label.
You know what also helps with weight loss? Just like Marcus said, put the fork down.
Or tape your mouth shut.
Or tape your mouth shut. Stop eating as much. Stop going to McDonald's three times a week. That also helps with weight loss. And I'm saying that to myself as well. So don't think I'm just...
Were you here when we talked about this, Ethan? About she said you can tape your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
There's sleep. There's benefits when you're
sleeping. It stops you from snoring, she claims.
Yeah.
the health officials claim.
Oh.
I just reiterated it.
Poor Michael.
There's a problem with that, though, Kim.
I'm not a snorer, and Michael is a very peaceful sleeper. Okay. I'll give him that.
There is a problem with that because food is delicious.
Yes, it is.
Cotton candy's having a moment at state fairs right now. Cotton candy bacon on a stick, which features a thick 12-inch piece of bacon wrapped in cotton candy. That's the new thing going around. You can find it. They're wrapping straws and putting it in tea. It's cotton candy all over the place. I'm only mentioning this because this is the last weekend for the Missouri State Fair. That ends on the 18th. And if you go, you can go see Ludacris in Alabama.
Luda.
They're playing this weekend up in Sedalia.
Together?
Luda's Friday, I think Alabama Saturday.
I would try that. It's got bacon in it.
I would
it's
too.
Be good.
State Fair food is fantastic. I mean, it's like a heart attack in a container, but it's great tasting.
Yeah, I think it at the circus there, I had cotton candy for the first time in years. Wasn't quite as good as I remembered.
No,
but
it never is.
No, not at all. Coming up, we'll get to Jim Talent. Ask his opinion on what's going on up there in D.C. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.